Tafis Tes Vav. We are beginning the new parak, the second parak of Tainus. It's a big Mishnah. Mishnah says, Seder Tainios Ketzad. How exactly, want to know a little bit more about the Seder of the Tainios, the last ones, that is. So the Mishnah says, Motzinas Ateva Lerchova Shalir. They would take out the Teva with the Aron Kodesh, they would take it out to the streets of the city. Venosin Efer Makla Al Ha Gabe Teva. They place some ashes that was burnt onto the Aron Kodesh, Barosh HaNasi, in the head of the Nasi, Barosh HaBezdin, the head of the Bezdin, also his head. And each person then would dip into the ash and place it on his own head. Hazakin Shebehen, the oldest one among them, or maybe one of the elders, Omer Lefneim, would say Divrei Kfushim, he'd say different words of Musar in order to humble everybody there. Achenu, our brothers, Lo Nemar, Banshin Ninveh, he didn't say with regards to Anshin Ninveh, Bayarlo Kim Es Sakamves Tanisam, he didn't say he saw how great their sackcloth was, how great their fasting was, Ela Vayarlo Kim Es Masem. He saw their actions, Kishavu Midarachim Hara, he saw that they changed their ways. It's not about how you dress and the fasting, that's not what's teshuva. Teshuva is, are you changing the way you act? Uba Kabbalah Umar Omer, and it says in Ksuvim, it says, Omer, where's this pasuk found? Where is it? Sorry, in Yoel. It says, V'kiru levavchem v'al bigdechem, and tear out your hearts and your clothing. Omdu betfila. So he says, stand, he continues to speak, stand betfila. Maridin, so that's what he would say. Those are the words he would say. So then it says, Omdu betfila, then they would daven, and Maridin lefnei ateva, and then the Sheikh Tibor would go in front of the Aron Kodesh, and he was the Zakin. The Zakin was the one who was the Sheikh Tibor. Ragil, a guy who was older, a guy who was comfortable davening. Yesha banim ubeis harekam. He has to have a house of children, but the house has to be empty, meaning he has children, because a person who has children has rachmanis. One who doesn't have children is actually possible from being a dayan. He doesn't know what rachmanis really means. So he has to be a person who has children, ubeis harekam. His house has to be empty, meaning he has to be not too well off. Rashi says that he has to be an ani. That's why nothing gets in the way. He really needs things. He needs a lot, so he knows what it means to connect to Hashem. He would say the 24 brachos of the Tainus. So what are these 24 brachos? We've spoke about them for many, many blot. What are they? The 18 brachos we say every single day in Shemoneh Esrei. Most of them, we add on to them, Od Sheish, another six amounting to 24. And there's follows. Zichronos v'shofros. And we're starting to quote a bunch of psukim now. It says, Kel Hashem b'tarasa li karasi yaneni. So these are the zichronos and the shofars that we would say. Rabbi Huda Omer, lo yatzarach lomer zichronos v'shofros, ela Omer tachdeim. Instead of them, you say he has different psukim. He uses Rav ki yeh be'aret davar ki yeh, Asher hayah davar Hashem el Yemiyahu al divrei b'tzaros. So these are the different psukim they would say in the, as a psukim of shofros and zichronos. So then it says, Omer, after you would say all these different psukim, so then you would say, Chosmen al harishona, then you would have the concluding bracha of each of these brachas. You would say, al harishona hu Omer, Misha anes Avram bahar Moria hu yanes chem, vayishma b'kol tzahaschem v'hiom hazeh, baruch ata Hashem, goel Yisrael. So that was the conclusion of the first bracha. Al hashniyah, the second bracha, hu Omer, Misha anes avoseinu al yamsev hu yanes chem, vayishma b'kol tzahaschem v'hiom hazeh, baruch ata Hashem, Zocher Anishkachos. Al Hashlish is the third bracha. They would say, Hu Omer Misha Nas Yoshua Begilgal Hu Yane Aschem Vishma Bakot Aschem. Hayom Hazeh, you should listen to our voice as well. Baruch Ata Hashem Shemea Trua. Al Harvius Omer Misha Anas Shmua Bimitbem Hu Yane Aschem Vishma Bakot Aschem. Hayom Hazeh Baruch Ata Hashem Shemea Tzaka. And Al Chamish is the fifth bracha. You would say, Hu Omer Misha Anas Eliyahu Bahar Carmel Hu Yane Aschem Vishma Bakot Aschem. Hayom Hazeh Baruch Ata Hashem Shemea Tfila. Now it sounds very similar to many of us who say Slichos, very similar to all that. And Al Shishis in the sixth bracha, they would conclude, Hu Omer Misha Ana Es Yonah B'meid Mimei Hadaga Hu Yaneh Eschem Vayishma B'kol Tzahaschem Hayom Hazeh Baruch Ata Hashem Ha'oneh Beis Tzara. I interpret all these. I imagine we understood as most of those words as we went through it. And Al Shvius in the seventh bracha, they would say, Hu Omer Misha Ana Es David V'Shlomo, he who entered David and Shlomo B'no, Shlomo his son, V'Yushalayim Hu Yaneh Eschem, he should answer us as well, Vayishma B'kol Tzahaschem Hayom Hazeh, listen to us, Baruch Ata Hashem Hamirachem Al Haaretz. So we just counted how many brachas. Seven brachas. What? Right, exactly. So Gemara is going to ask this question. Very good.
Some are also incorporated during the tefillah. Some are already incorporated in Gaul Yisrael.
So some of them are right. They're similar. The concluding brachas are similar, but the text of the brachas are a little
bit. It's not part of the Goel Yisrael bracha. It's what you sing Goel Yisrael twice in the Shemot Esrei.
Then? That's what it sounds like. I don't remember what the Gemara answers.
Okay, we'll get the Gemara. Sorry.
Yeah, the Gemara might. I don't remember how the Gemara answers. Let's see.
We'll get to it.
Okay. We'll get to it. It could be. Okay. Gemara now says the very last word of the Amud. That was a quick Amud. That's probably the quickest Amud, right? We're making good some records here this year. So Gemara says, where the last word of Maisa. There's one say Maisa, Bimei, Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Chananya ben Tardion. This is part of the Mishnah. We don't really have like Maisa like this. Once in a while, a little bit of Maisa, but this seems like a very extended Maisa. Bimei, Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Chananya ben Tardion, Shavar, Aecha, Lefnei Ateva. So one person went in front of the teva, Shleach Tzibur went in front, V'gamar said bracha kula, V'lo anu achrav amen. So they went to say the bracha, and they didn't answer amen. Okay, what did they say instead? So Gemara didn't say, but they said, Baruch Shem kol machusol yom ve'ed instead. So then, tiku ha'kwanim v'tiku, the kwanim would blow the shofar. So look at Rashi, Rashi says, V'lo anu, top line, V'lo anu achrav amen, Tiku b'nei Aaron, tiku chazna kineses omer len al kol bracha bracha hu Hashem shamish v'lo shliach tzibur. Okay, so what's going on here? So after each bracha, the chazan would say, blow the shofar, blow the shofar. So they blow the shofar, and then to Misha no Avram es Avinu b'har Moriah hu yane eschem vayishma b'kol tzatzchem hayom hazeh hariu b'nei Aaron hariu. So then after that bracha, they would say, blow a tshua, and they blow a tshua. Then they kept on doing this back and forth. They wouldn't say amen, they'd blow the shofar, chuas, tkias. So when this matter came to the chachamim, they heard about what was going on. This custom of blowing shofars or saying baruch shem kvod after each bracha in place of amen is only something that we would practice in the eastern gate in Har Bayis, in the base of Mikdash, in other words. But outside the base of Mikdash, we enter amen after every single bracha. Okay, the Gemara now says, Shalosh Tanyos Harishonos, the first three fast days, going back to the beginning of the Masechta, Anshei Mishmar, Misaniv Lo Mashalman. We already saw this quoted actually in the Gemara. Anshei Mishmar, who again were the different Kohanim or Levim, they had different posts, they had weekly posts that they would work in, depending which family you were in. So if it was your week, if it was your Mishmar, so and let's say it happens to fall out, your week of working the Beis Hamikdash was a week where there was a fast day for the rain. So the Mishnah tells us that they would fast, but they would not complete the fast. And the Gemara said, so you see from here, this is just bringing us back to the Gemara for a moment. The Gemara said, so you see, you don't have to complete a fast. And the Gemara says, no, the fast that they were doing was not really Midin Tainus. They didn't have to actually take a Tainus because it was a Yom Tov for them. They were just trying to be mitzar themselves, have a little bit of pain and enjoying the tzibur, so they weren't busy feasting while everybody else was fasting, so they held back a little bit. But there is no din of tainus for the Anshei Mishmar. V'Anshei Beis Av, lo hayu misanin klal. The Beis Av wouldn't work. So what's the Mishmar versus the Beis Av? So the way it works is the Anshei Mishmar is if it's your week. The Beis Av is if it was your day. Right? So they had a Beis Av. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains all this, I think. Rashi explained, you see, Anshei Mishmar, he says, she also Shabbos. So they had a bunch of families who had a whole week. Now, which day, so if you look at Rashi, Anshei Beis Av, HaMishamar Mitzchalekes L'Shivas Shiva Bati Avos Keneged Shivas Yimei HaShavua. So let's say you had a family of, I don't know, a big, one Mishmar had 24, let's say 14 families in this Mishmar for the entire week. So they break up the week, that two families would be on Sunday, the next two families would be on Monday. So if it was your day to work, that was called the Beis Av. That was your day to work. The Mishmar was your week, and the Beis Av is your day. So the Beis Av, if it was your day to work in the Beis Hamikdash, you wouldn't fast at all, even in the morning, because you were busy doing the Avoda. So you needed some energy. Fine. Then the Gemara says, that's all regarding the first three fast days. Sheva Achronos, the seven later fast days, Elu ve'elu misanin umashlimim divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Both the Anshei Mishmar and even the Beis Av, Anshei Beis Av would fast and would complete the fast day. Since it was a much more severe level fast day, even they would fast during the Avodah. That's according to Rabbi Yeshua. Comes along Chachamim Omrim, Shalosh Taniyot HaRishonos, Elu ve'elu lohay misanin klal. Nope. The first three fast days, nobody would fast. The Beis Av wouldn't fast, neither would the Anshei Mishmar. When it comes to Shalosh Shnios, the second series of fast days, Anshei Mishmar Misanin, they would fast partially below Mashlimin. However, Anshei Beis Av Lo Hayu Misanin Klal, the Beis Av wouldn't fast at all. And then when you get to the Sheva Acharnas, the seven final fast days of these series, Anshe Mishmar Misanin Umashlimim, Vanshe Beis Av Misanin Velo Mashlimim. The Anshe Mishmar, if it was your week, then you would fast in the entire day, but if it was your day, if you were Beis Av, you would fast only a little bit, but you wouldn't complete your fast. So different levels according to Chachamim versus Rabbi Yeshua. Mishnah now continues to say, Anshe Mishmar Mutarin Lishos Yain Belelos Avalo B'yamim. So we know there's halacha brought down in the Torah, is Isser Shesuya Yain. What's a Shesuya Yain? Person who gets drunk. A person who's drunk is not allowed to work in the Beis Hamikdash. There's an Isser Deraisa. So Machlokes Tanaim, whether it applies only to Yain or even Shar Mashkin that are Meshachrin, other alcoholic beverages, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama. So whatever the Isser is, everyone certainly thinks it's about wine. Just to throw out, there's a Machlokes. Tosfos in a couple of places have a Machlokes. Why is it Usser to drink wine when going to the Beis Hamikdash? Now, we don't need a reason because the Torah says you can't be drunk. But what's the svara as to why you can't go into the Beis Hamikdash while drunk? So Tosfos in Nazir and a few other places have different reasons. The two basic reasons that I brought down is because you might make a mistake. If you're drunk, you might make a mistake, so therefore you can't enter in drunk. The other svara of Tosfos is that, no, it's just inappropriate. Even if you might, you know, you might be able to have enough seichel to do the right thing, it's just inappropriate to be drunk while entering into the Beis Hamikdash. So there's a halacha that also applies to this as well. The pasuk connects to being drunk, and you can't paskin chaylas either. It says, I don't know the exact pasuk offhand, but lahoros. You can't, the pasuk says you can't give up psak halacha when you're drunk. The Gemara in Be'ah says, and a couple other places, they would ask a chayla to a rav on Yom Tov. And he says, come to me tomorrow, because he drank a little bit for Simchas Yom Tov, so he wasn't willing to answer the question because he was a little bit drunk. There's an iser deraisa to paskin when you're drunk. So that makes sense. The question, are these two related or not? If it's about the iser to drink, to go into the Beis Hamikdash, is because you might make a mistake, so then you lump together the same iser of paskin shilas. You can't be drunk either. But if the svara of not entering the Beis Hamikdash drunk is because it's inappropriate to walk into the Beis Hamikdash, that wouldn't necessarily apply to paskin shilas. There's no level of appropriateness that you would need to paskin shilas. That's pastures, but there's room to argue on that. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it could be they also made a mistake. They ended up bringing the Ketores when they weren't supposed to, so that might indicate that it's really about making a mistake. But Tosa doesn't talk about these. He just kind of says in passing, doesn't really give a source for why he has these different reasons.
Is it entering,
or is it the there's both. There's a double list, yeah.
So for the svara that says you might make a mistake, then why the assert to something?
Right, very good, right. Yeah. I'm trying to remember now. It's possible that entering in is not a iser. It's not a chi. No, it is a chi misa. One might be a misa's be the shemaim. One might be misa's bezdin. But I'm not remembering entirely. I don't remember. Okay. So the Gemara now says, so this iser of drinking applies to Anshe Mishmar even when you're not working. At nighttime, you're allowed to drink because, of course, there's no avoda at nighttime. Those who were with us last time learned in the Mishnah Megillah Daf Chaf Amud Beis that there's no avoda belaila. Avoda only takes place by yom. So you're allowed to drink at nighttime, there's no concern. But during the daytime, an Anshe Mishmar is not allowed to. But remember, we said an Anshe Mishmar is only of his week, not his day. His day might be Wednesday. But the entire week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, when he's not working, he's also cannot drink. Why? The Gemara is going to explain, I believe, because if he's a backup. Let's say the Beis Av, someone's sick and can't make it. So since it's his Mishmar, he always has to be ready and prepared to back up. So he's not allowed to drink the entire week. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Vanshe Beis Av, if it's your day, then lo bayom v'lo balayla. You certainly can't drink during the daytime because you're doing the avoda, but you can't even drink at nighttime. The Gemara doesn't explain this. Let's look at Rashi here. So Rashi explains, if you look at Anshe Beis Av, Asurin, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla, Rashi explains, Lefisha Yumalin Kol Halaila Evarm Upadarm Shepako Me'al Mizbech. So even though there's no avoda at nighttime, after you've finished, what's the final carbon that you bring of the day? What? Tamid. The first thing in the morning is Tamid Shel Shachar, and then you do all the avodas in the middle, and then the last thing you bring in the day is Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. That's connected the Mincha. So after all the carbonos are done, you start putting up the limbs and the fats on the Mizbech, and they burn throughout the night. But let's say there's a big fire, the limbs are going to fly and fats are going to fly off the Mizbech. That's what happens sometimes when there's a big fire. So they take them off and put them back on the Mizbech. They're cleaning up the mess onto the Mizbech all night. Even though it's not necessarily an avoda, that's what's done all night. So they have to stay active still. Balayla, Marav is connected to this burning of the fats all night long. Yeah, it's actually very relevant for the Zman Marav. of when you're how early are you allowed to daven Ma'ariv is dependent on this particular din. So either way, so since the Anshe Beis Av are active all night, even though there's no real avoda involved, but they are involved in some action, they're not allowed to drink even at nighttime. Okay, now the Gemara, the Mishnah says further, Anshe Mishmar, we're now three wide lines down in the Mishnah. Anshe Mishmar, if it was your week, the Anshe Maimid, we said Anshe Maimid were those who were the members of non-Kohanim, who would go to the city local shuls, and they would represent all of Klai Yisrael, because remember, we said every carbon, the Baal, if I were to bring a carbon chatas, so I need to be present to bring my carbon, I'm the Baal, or any other carbon I bring. So now when you're bringing a carbon sibor, so it's all, we all have a bialis, we all have a chalik in this, because every single year, how do we have a chalik? Yeah, excellent, very good, fine. Machzeh shekel, everyone gives a machzeh shekel, that half a coin we give, gives a chalik in every carbon that's brought, so we have to be represented. Who's representing us when the carbon sibor, the carbon tamid is being brought? So we have the Anshe Maimid, the different cities, and people go to the shuls, and they would lay into the Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis, and they represent us. So the Mishnah says, Anshe Maimid, rather, Asurim L'Saper, they can't get haircuts, U'Melechabes, they can't wash their clothing either, U'Bechamishi Mutar Mipnei Kavod Shabbos. So the halacha is, they're not allowed to they can't get a haircut or wash their clothing the entire week. Now the svar is, because this week is a yontif for them. So we want them to come in with a haircut beforehand and with clean clothing beforehand. If we tell them that you're allowed to get a haircut during the week, or you're allowed to wash your clothing during the week, so then they might not come prepared beforehand. Same svar, why you can't get a haircut? Chol Hamoed. Because they say, if we allowed you to get a haircut Chol Hamoed, the Gemara Moed Katan says, then you wouldn't get a haircut beforehand. You know what, I'm busy Erev Yontif. I'm off during Chol Hamoed. I go to the barber on Chol Hamoed, get a haircut. We didn't want that happening. We want you to come presentable before Yom Tov, so we asked it during Chol Hamoed. So they asked getting a haircut during the week of the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Mamet.
Does the same apply Chol Hamoed to Kavod Shabbos?
No. It's a good question, though. That does not apply, though. But good point. The question is, what's the chilek, though? Why is there a difference? I'm not sure. Okay. Fine. An interesting line, by the way, that Rashi says here. Look at Rashi Bachamishi. Rashi says, Shel Mishmartan Mutarim. You're allowed to get a haircut on Thursday. Why can't you get a haircut on Friday, though? Wouldn't it be more appropriate to get a haircut on Friday, Mamish Erev Shabbos? So the Pashas is because Erev Shabbos is the other dinim the Gemara talks about. You can't get a haircut to Erev Shabbos if it's too close to Shabbos, because you might miss Mincha and Maariv and Shabbos related halachas. So you get it on Thursday, just because you have more time. But says Rashi, Derech Rov Bnei Adam Lehistaper B'Chamishi V'lo B'Erev Shabbos Mipnei Atarech. Just most people happen to get a haircut on Thursday because it's more time than on Friday. You're busier on Friday. But sounds like if one wanted, you would be able to get a haircut on Friday as well. I wonder if others argue on this Rashi in terms of understanding this din. One second here. Right, might be better, exactly. Might be more of a covered Shabbos to do a dafka on Friday if it's no tircha. Okay, nothing here about this. Okay, the Gemara now says, Mishnah says, where are we now? Kol HaKasav B'Megillas Tainis. It's a very long Mishnah here. Anything that's written in Megillas Tainis, again, to remind you, Megillas Tainis was a whole list of holidays that they added on that were days of celebration, oftentimes because they won a certain debate of some sort. So all those days listed in Megillas Tainis, delo lemispei lefanav, delo lemispei, that you can't eulogize on these days, lefanav aser, lacharav mutter. The day beforehand, the erev of this yontif, it's aser to eulogize, but the day after, there is no isuchag by these, one would be allowed to eulogize the day after one of these yom tovim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lefanav ulacharav aser, he said, no. Even before and also after, it would be usher to fast on these days. The Gemara is going to explain a little bit more about this. Delo lisane, those days that you can't fast on, some days were listed you can't eulogize. Some days were listed that you can't fast on. So the days that were listed, delo lisane, that you can't fast on such days, lefanav ulachar mutter, the Tanakhama thinks both before and after, you are allowed to fast. But Rabbi Yossi Omer lefanav usher, lachar of mutter. The day beforehand, you cannot fast, but the day afterwards, you are allowed to fast. Again, the Gemara is going to address these a little bit further. Ein gozen tainis al tzibor b'tchila b'chamishi. We saw this already also quoted in the Mishnah earlier, that the Bezdin cannot institute a gzeira, a tainis, on the tzibur, the first one cannot fall out on a Thursday. Shlo lafki hasharim. In order to, otherwise the market, the price are going to rise because Thursday, they not only do they need Shabbos, but they're very, very hungry, so they need a big meal for Thursday night, and they need a big meal for all of Shabbos. So rather, Ella, when they have to make three fast days in a row, Shalosh Tanios Rishonos, the first three will be Sheni Chamishi Visheni. The Bahab, Beis Hei Bei. So that's how they would do it. With Shalosh Shnios, the next three, if you would need it, would be Chamishi Sheni Chamishi. So then you switch it to the following Thursday if you still need the rain. If you weren't entered, then you do a Thursday, Monday, Thursday for the second set. But Rabbi Yossi argues and says, Omer, no. He says, never. So you'd fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. And if you still need rain, you'd wait a full week to do the next series. You wait till the next Monday and do Monday, Thursday, Monday. And also for the last one, you'd wait until the next Monday to have this series of seven fast days.
So what's the Sar Chamishi, Shani Chamishi? Because if you don't answer, then it's already a more serious level, and therefore we don't worry about pricing.
Could be. I thought it was simply, it was a Ritzifa. So once you start the fast days, and now the second set's viewed as a continuation of the first days.
But if you're still worried about the prices on a Thursday, now you have two in a row.
Well, just like Einachanami, but it's still, we want this retifus of the fast days one after the next. We don't want there to be any hefsek at all. That's what I don't know. I'm not sure the svara. Let's see if anyone addresses this.
I think because the first one the second one already used to it. You know, so you know it's coming and more prepared.
You think more prepared for it, yeah? So it might be what Ezra's saying, according to some, it seems, is that they weren't prepared. I mean, the people who owned the stores didn't really know what was going on. They didn't know why everyone's rushing to the stores. They didn't realize it was a fast day. So they thought there's maybe a famine of some sort. They have to start raising their prices. But then by the second time around, now they're realizing, oh, this is because of the fast days. There's nothing to get excited about. That's according to, apparently, Tosfos.
Check the price.
Price can supply and demand
right.
That's all according to Shitas Tosas Yom Tov, apparently. There are other reasons as to why this would happen as well. Okay, let's finish up this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein goes in tightness, al tzibur. We should really extend this a little bit. We have a chilling at 10 o'clock, right? We should make this go a little longer.
We're going to do Chazara afterwards.
Okay. Okay, fine. So it says, says the Mishnah, Ein Gozrin, Tainis Al Tzipor, B'tchil V'chamishi. We read that already, right? Where am I?
Ein
Gozrin. Ein Gozrin, yeah. Ein Gozrin, Tainis Al Tzipor, B'rashi Chadoshim, B'chanukah, B'purim. A person cannot make a Gzeiras Tainis, these cannot fall out in Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah, B'purim, but Ein Hizchilu, Ein Mafsikin. Let's say you started one of the series, and then it happens to be, it falls out in Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, then Ein Mafsikin, we don't interrupt them, Divrei Rabban Gamliel. Right, Rashi just explained, because Rosh Chodesh is called Divrei Moed, because the Moed, we can't fast on the Moed. Right, Rashi, look at the next Rashi, three wide lines down, Vim Hizchilu, but if you started, Shekiblu Tainis Bikodem, you already taken upon yourself a fast day, V'nichnas Ben Rosh Chodesh, and it happens to be Rosh Chodesh now falls out on your fast day, Ein Mafsikin, you don't stop, even the Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. It's a quasi Moed. So it's a Moed in terms of Lichachila. We don't want to be Gozer Tainis. But B'dievet, if a Tainis was made, so then you can fast on Rosh Chodesh because it doesn't say Mishter V'simcha. Okay, the Gemara. Sorry? Ikri Moed, in terms of that. Right. But, and we fast on it.
Is just on Rosh Chodesh?
Is going on both them, but I think by Purim and Yom Tov Chanukah are more obvious that those were Yom Tovim. Rosh Chodesh was less obvious, perhaps. That's why he's just justifying that one. So I think that is going on all of them, but Rashi only explains on Rosh Chodesh. Let's see.
But Yom Mishteh V'Simcha is what we call those.
Ah.
So I don't understand that.
Well, at least Purim is called Yom Mishteh, right. not Chanukah.
Right, but Purim is definitely called that.
Right. So let's see. Pashas is here of the Masifta, at least it's saying it applies to all three. But you have to explain what the svar of them. Yimei Mishteh V'Simcha doesn't make much sense because Purim is called You mean Mishnah and Simcha. Let's see this for a second.
What means they didn't know when they made it?
They know, but the question is how you allow to fast. If it's the reason why Rashi is using you're allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh because it's not Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, which would imply that Purim, which is Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, one we're not allowed to even in his chilu.
And it's not halach l'maisa because we don't have the
exactly. This is not halach l'maisa.
Well, footnote says, see the just raised why fast must be observed on Purim. See Tosfos Yaakov and Rishash.
So yes, you see a quote back here, right? So he says, so apparently Tosfos Yontif says, since Purim, even though Purim is called Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, it's not called a Moed. So it's a different point. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, but not Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha. Purim is called Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, but it's not called a Moed. So that's a certain deficiency it has, which allows the Tainus to fall out on it. Now the Rashash goes against his Tosaf Yom Tov. He doesn't like that. It's very dachuk to say that Purim is not called a Moed. So he explains that Chanukah and Purim, since they're only Midirabanan, that's why we're allowed to fast on them. Rosh Chodesh, which is Deraisa, that's why Rashi has to justify Rosh Chodesh. That's part of that. Okay. Let's go Vaitin now. The Mishnah says that's all according to Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Meir says, Af al pish Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Eim afsikin. Even though he says, you're not mafsik, that one would fast in such a situation on any of these three types of days, mode haya shein mashlimim, you don't complete the fast day. V'chein Tisha B'Av shechalios be'er Shabbos. So what does he mean by that? So too, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, which can't happen in our calendar, but if it were to happen, and it falls out on Friday, you also would not be mashlimim that day. Rashi says, anything on that? No, Rashi doesn't say anything on that. But this, why can't it happen? That's the way the calendar falls out.
Let's say it falls out Shabbos.
Yeah, that Shabbos it can. But Tisha B'Av cannot fall out on Friday, according to our calendar. But again, in theory, and if we didn't follow, if we didn't have a set cheshbon, we did our piriyah, let's say, so then it could happen. But it won't happen to us. Okay, the Gemara says, Seder Tanyos Ketzad, Motzinus Ateva V'chule, we're quoting from the Gemara. V'afilu B'Kemaisa, when the Mishnah said Seder Tanyos Ketzad, it sounded like all the tiniest that we've been talking about, whether it be the first three, the middle three, or the last seven, it's talking about all the same halacha. So does this mean to say that even for the first series of fast days, you take out the teva, the aron kodesh, to the rechova? Or minu, the Gemara asks the question, shalosh tiniyos, rishonos, vishnios, nichnas on the base knesses. The first three and the next three, you go to the shul. U'mispalin kederach shemispalin kol hashana kula. You daven there like you would daven any other time. U'b'shev achronos, it's only for the last seven, motinus ateva lirchova, that you take out the Aron Kodesh to the street shel ir of the city, to the center of the city. V'nos and Ephraim gavei teva, you place ashes on the Aron Kodesh. U'b'rosha nasi, b'rosha av bezdin, v'chol echad v'echad not v'nos and b'rosha. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Ephraim maklehen, mivin, not just any ashes, but ashes that was burned. Of course, ashes by definition means burned, so I think what he means by Ephraim, it could be Ephraim or offer. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nosson rather, is makbe dafka and Ephraim makle, dafka ashes that were burnt as opposed to picking up dust from someplace. Either way, we see from this Brisa, which is really the Mishnah, that only on the last, no, I guess it's only a Brisa, only the last set do we take the teva out, but not the first two. So how come our Mishnah gives the impression that all the fast days you take out the teva to the Rechova? So Gemara answers, Amar Papa, ki tana nami masisina sheva achronos tana enechanami. When our Mishnah said, Ketzad, Seder Tainios, it was referring to, how do we do the seven, last seven Tainios? And that's when you take out the Aron Kodesh. But the first six, you wouldn't take out the Aron Kodesh. The Mar quotes in the Mishnah, Barosh HaNasi, they place ashes on the head of the Nasi. V'hadat Tani, then it says, Kol Echad V'Echad, and the Barosh, then each person would take and put ashes on his own head. Eini, is that really true? There's a bunch of Girsals here. It says, Revi Omer B'Gedola, Maschil Min HaGadol. When it comes to B'Gedula, rather, G'dula, something of praise and kavod, honor, we always start from the G'Gadol. He gets the first kavod, everybody else follows. When it comes to baklava, something that's a curse, maschilim mina katan, you go from the lower one. How do you know? Begadola maschilim mina gadol. When it comes to honor, you start from the greatest person. Shneimar vayomer Moshe el Aaron el Azar li samar. We start from Moshe to Aaron and down. When it comes to baklava, maschilim mina katan, we go from the smallest. How do we know? Because betchila niskala hanachash. Nachash got cursed first. V'acharkach niskala chava. V'acharkach niskala adam. So that's the case. So when it comes to our situation of tainus, so first the ketanim, us, we should first be placing the ashes on our head, the ketanim, and then afterwards the abezdin, and then after him, finally the nasi. It seems to be out of order. So the Gemara says, Adam, sorry, ha chashivusa lididu. This actually considered chashivus, even though it's in the context of a fast day, and Klai Yisrael going through tsar of lack of rain, it's still considered a davar kavod. Why? Damrilei, we're telling him, we're telling the nasi, we're telling the abezdin, Asin, you guys are chashivuso, you guys are so chashiv, let me buy Alan to ask on behalf of all of us, rachmei achuyama. So this actually, even though again, it's a bad context, it's fasting, it's tsar, it's still, we're showing great honor to them, that we're entrusting them to daven on our behalf. Okay, should we keep going? Let's see, where's the next stopping point here? Now we go to the top of the next page, right? Okay. Gemara says now, the two dots, we'll skip a bunch of that, those parentheses. Let's go to Chol Echad V'Echad B'Rosh Shanasi V'Abezin Nami Nishkleinu V'Ninchei B'Roshayu. So, Maish, and so the question is, each individual would take ashes for themselves. When it came to the Nasi and the Abezin, people would put on their own heads. So asks Gemara, Nishkleinu V'Ninchei B'Roshayu, let them take their own. The Nasi is not capable of putting ashes on his own head. The Abezin is not capable of taking ashes putting on his own head. Why is some other person in the shachrinu, another person taking it, and placing the ashes on the Rosh Nasi, the Rosh Abezin? So answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba, Dimin Kesari, that's where he came from. Eino Doma Mispayish Miatzmo. It's not comparable, one who embarrasses it from himself, Mispayish Miachayim. If he puts ashes on his own head, it's not as embarrassing as it is somebody else placing ashes on his head. And we want there to be great Agmas Nefesh, as we're trying to go through a lot of pain and bring Rachman from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the more Agmas Nefesh that we go through, and certainly the Nasi and the Abezim, the greater chances we have of being answered. So that's why we have other people embarrassing him by placing ashes on their head. Hey Chamanichlu, how exactly would you place the ashes on the head? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, but Malcolm Tefillin, the place of the Tefillin. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, a Pasuk that appears where? In Yeshaya. Lasum lavali tzion, lasesem per tachas efer. The per tachas efer, per is reference to tefillin. Efer is reference to, means ashes. It says Rashi, per tachas efer. Shema mina, b'mokom tefillin dekasev behu. Yecheskel says, pe'ercha chavash alecha, you move they, which we're actually telling Yecheskel to wear tefillin. And we learn from here that Yecheskel wore tefillin, but Avelim don't wear tefillin. Barminan Elu Tefillin, that's a reference to Tefillin. So we see that to place of Tefillin, the Afer goes as the Makom Pair, the Makom of the Tefillin. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Enjoy the chillin' a little bit. Sponsored by the Mei Chevra.